extreme cold and heavy snow are straining power grids around the country again today, and Texans are still bearing the brunt of it. More than 4 million homes and businesses in the state started the day once again without power. Houston police say at least 2 people died from carbon monoxide poisoning after running a car in a garage for heat. And without power, the Houston Chronicle was unable to put out a print edition of its newspaper today. Joining us now is Dan Cohan. He's a professor at Rice University who studies climate and the energy grid. He's in Houston, where temperatures were in the teens this morning. Dan, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Good to be on the show.
Well, and first of all, what a thing that is happening to you all there in Texas. How are you doing? Have you lost any power?
We've been very fortunate and have a bit of survivor guilt that the power and heat have stayed on here, but so many other Houstonians and Texans are without power right now. So it's really been a tough disaster for the state.
Well, right. I mean, we've been hearing from people in Texas who've described how they lost power dozens of times yesterday, on for a few minutes, off for an hour, over and over and over again. How unprecedented were these rolling blackouts and demand for power in Texas over the past day or so?
Yeah, it's unprecedented to have blackouts this severe and this prolonged and over so much of the state. When we usually think of blackouts, it's when a line goes down in a neighborhood and a small area is affected. Or, of course, sometimes we have outages because hurricanes hit. But to have an outage like this in the wintertime from a freeze event is really unprecedented at this scale.
Is it as simple to say that there's just too much demand and the grid can't handle it? Because we're seeing some other sort of wild things. That, for instance, wind turbines are freezing in West Texas, and that natural gas wells in Oklahoma and Texas are frozen, and that's led to a shortage of natural gas. So what's behind all this?
Right. The demand is only one piece of it. Demand is about 10% more than we had thought the peak might be. But the real story is that the supply hasn't been there. What the state calls firm supply, the supply from mostly from natural gas and coal, has had huge outages that more than a third of the supply they were counting on went out because a lot of supply in Texas isn't prepared to handle very cold weather, and because the natural gas gets needed to heat our homes and businesses, and so power plants are on the back of the list. We had a lot of the natural gas power plants go down.
And can you blame any of this on the turbines that have frozen up?
The wind turbines are a tiny part of the story here. So come up maybe one or two units short of what was expected. But the other sources, the so-called firm sources, the natural gas and coal and nuclear, have come up about 30 gigawatts short of what was expected. So it's really mostly a story of natural gas power plants not coming through when we counted on them the most.
I know some people have been wondering like how this could happen at this scale, because look at Texas. This is typically a state that's known for its heat, not for its cold. And in the summertime, it can be over 100 degrees across this huge state for months at a time. So how can Texas handle that but crumble when it comes to cold weather?
Right. So I think there are two things here. One is that we're seeing just how interconnected our natural gas and our electricity systems are. The second thing that we're seeing is that the grid mainly plans for the hottest summer afternoons. And really all the planning goes into that. And in fact, a lot of our plants are down this month getting ready for that summer peak because we didn't expect to be having such a peak event right now. And so you put those two situations together and Texas just wasn't prepared enough for a deep freeze event unlike anything we've seen in decades.
Yeah, many people probably also don't realize that most of Texas is actually on its own power grid, whereas the rest of the country, many of the states are very much interconnected. Did that present Texas with any unique challenges in this emergency?
Right. The very isolated grid that we're on, being really an island, means that when it comes to electricity, whatever happens in Texas stays in Texas. And that really hurts us at a lot of times in the windy seasons when the weather is mild and our wind turbines are generating lots of power. That means they can't send it to other states that might need the power. And now when we have a freeze or when we have a heat wave in the summer, we're not able to bring in much power from other states. So it's a system that has its advantages, but that comes to hurt us at times like this.
Yeah. You're a professor at Rice University. Your class was canceled today due to the weather, which I'm sure is very rare for you there in Houston. But it does seem, in the spirit of education, that there are a lot of lessons to be learned here. What are you taking away? I mean, what is the lesson that you wish you could teach to your students today?
Right. I really wish I was with my students. I think what we're seeing is how interconnected our energy systems are and the need for resiliency and planning for events that are outside the norm. And it's so hard to predict what the next weather risk or what the next climate risk will be. And so we need to think about how do we design our energy systems to be prepared for a wide range of risks.
Dan Cohan, professor at Rice University in Houston, who studies, among other things, climate and the energy grid. Thank you so much for your time. Bundle up, stay warm. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it.